This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, Robert Redford's death follows a lengthy career of helping Native actors, filmmakers, and other artists find their voice, from Sundance to Dark Winds. And a renewable energy group in South Dakota is recruiting apprentices. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Hollywood legend Robert Redford has died at the age of 89. The longtime actor, producer, and activist passed away Tuesday in his Utah home. Among the many things Redford was known for over his career was championing the environment and indigenous rights. Vincent Schilling, a journalist and CEO of Schilling Media, says the late actor launched many Native careers.
It's no question that Mr. Robert Redford did a lot to help Native people. Look at the Sundance Institute. Native filmmakers, Native actors constantly have posted about the things through Sundance, and he just continued to fight the right fight.
Redford narrated the 1992 documentary Incident at Oglala, which investigated the 1975 murders of two FBI agents in South Dakota, and he was also an executive producer of the AMC mystery series Dark Winds. In the third season premiere, he made a cameo appearance as a jailbird playing chess with another prisoner, played by George R.R. Martin. Lieutenant Joe Leaphorn, played by Zahn McClarnon, watches on.
George, the whole world's waiting. Make a move.
Bishop to King's Rook 5.
Checkmate.
Thanks a lot.
Again, Vincent Schilling.
There is no mistaking what a hit Darkwind is, my gosh. Robert Redford really did quite a bit to enhance the legacy of not just himself as an actor, producer, and a filmmaker, but also the legacy of Native filmmakers and independent artists all over the world. He leaves behind a wonderful legacy.
Native artists, including Zahn McClarnon, Sterling Harjo, and Kiowa Gordon, have all paid tribute to Redford on social media. And South Dakota is a prime candidate for renewable energy developments like solar. However, one group wants to make sure that power and career potential reaches every corner of the state. SDPB's CJ Keene has more.
Pine Ridge-based Red Cloud Renewables has just welcomed its fourth wholly indigenous cohort into its pre-ARP, or Apprentice Readyship Program, for the year. After the program, participants are, quote, rooftop ready to install solar panels as a career. Alicia Hayden is the group's communication manager. She explains how the program works.
They learn basically everything there is to know about being a solar installer. They stay with you on campus. So we give them money to get here. We buy them a plane ticket to get here. We give them meals. We provide lodging. So everything is free for the individual. When they leave here, they're ready to enter the workforce.
There's more to it than just helping people find career paths, though.
Separately from our pre-op, we run a weatherization program, which allows us to have this whole cache of community members that we know are struggling with their energy bills. And so we select an applicant out of there. And then nearing the end of this, we take the class there to their home, and we actually get the class up on the roof and install these solar panels for them. And it's free to the homeowner as well.
Hayden says the projects actively lower the cost of energy bills for families in need.
Especially on this reservation, there's so much energy hardship, and there's so much sunshine. There's so much open space. When you drive through the reservation, you hardly see any trees. You hardly see anything blocking out the sun. When we install these panels, we see a huge decrease in energy bills on our side of things. There's no better place for a program like this.
This program is funded through grant dollars and public funds. In total, the group plans for 7 pre-ARP programs by the end of the year for 100 total trainees. Information for how to get involved can be found on the Red Cloud Renewables website. For National Native News, I'm CJ Keene in Rapid City.
And I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios in Eugene, Oregon.